Greetings once again, pilgrims. It's time to journey through James. It's July 22nd today, and it's episode 3 of our 2-week immersion excursion through the letter of James to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. That's verse 1, remember. It tells us he's writing to the newly converted Jewish Christian church, those who have taken the leap but are wondering what it's all about. What do we do with our past way of life? What about all the rituals and tradition, the history, the heroes? How has Jesus changed all that? How should we live? And so we have this small little 5 fully blossomed chapters of James. And we are working our way through chapter 1. We had on the first day verses about faith and wisdom. Yesterday about poverty and riches. Today's segment is called Trial and Temptation. Now just imagine, if you just take today's segment of text, just take today's. It's verses 12 through 18 in chapter 1. And if you could apply this so that it's true in your life today, just this, just these verses, see what a difference it could make in your life today. Reminder that tonight at 7, we're going to have our Zoom meeting, our conversation, facilitated by Bruce Condell. And I'll be there to convene it and get it going. And encourage all of you to spend about 45 minutes or so in conversation with others or just listening. It's an amazing discussion. Your knowledge of James will be enriched greatly by participating in that. The link for that meeting is on this email that you're receiving with this recording. So there you go. All right, 2 readings. And we're going to be reading chapter 1, verse 12 through 18. The candle is lit. The monks, probably hear them, just are right in tune, as always. And the tea. The tea is the Trader Joe's green tea. That's the real stuff, folks. My doctor says we should drink 7 cups of green tea a day. So that's my first one. All right. All right, let's settle in now. It's time for the word. These words are living words. They're meant for you today. There's something in here that meets you right where you're at, teaches you who God is and how you can work with God to get through anything. Let's begin. Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. No one, when tempted, should say, "I am being tempted by God," for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But one is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it. Then, when that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And that sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of His own purpose, He gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Amen. Completes the first reading of Trial and Temptation. Now that we've heard the word, it's been imprinted on our hearts, we now delve deeper into the meaning that the word has for us from God. God has a message for every person in Scripture, the living word. As we read through this text a second time, open your hearts up completely to the will of God. Surrender to the message God has for you. Be honest and authentic, and know that the words you are hearing are truth for you today, in your very life, in your exact situation. This is your word for your life today. Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. No one, when tempted, should say, "I am being tempted by God," for God cannot be tempted by evil, and He Himself tempts no one. But one is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it. Then, when that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And that sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of His own purpose, He gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Pray that you ponder these verses throughout your day-to-day. Listen to this recording again or two more times, or it's in your own translation. Read them yourself and make them yours. Claim them as your own. Indeed, this is living word for the people of God. Don't forget our Zoom meeting tonight at 7. Use the link that's attached to this email. And just a little announcement that we're starting something new on Sundays. Right after our Facebook Live service, we'll be doing a half-hour Zoom meeting to follow up the service called the Sunday Service Post-Game Show. And everyone is welcome to join that as well and listen in or participate. Bring your questions and comments. Challenge the pastor. And let's dig deeper together. So, until tomorrow, may God be with you and speak to you through His word from the book of James.